From KCRW, this is Greater LA. I'm Steve Chiotakis with a show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. And today we start with people, a lot of angry and disruptive people.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will not disrupt this meeting. If you disrupt this meeting, you will be asked to leave.
They're at a place called City Hall, where a new city council met for the first time and re-elected Paul Krikorian as council president.
This is a time when our city is facing unprecedented challenges, when City Hall is facing unprecedented challenges, when we've had a crisis of confidence in this city government.
As if with all the commotion, that point needed underscoring. Well, they are chaotic times at City Hall as Mayor Karen Bass begins her term. And one of the people helping her with the transition is someone who knows that position all too well. Antonio Villaraigosa served two terms as mayor of Los Angeles from 2005 to 2013. And he's with us right now. Mr. Mayor, thanks for coming on.
Steve, thank you for having me.
When you hear protests going on at City Hall, much of which is in response to that racist tape that got released weeks ago, what goes through your mind?
You know, I'm glad you asked me about that. First of all, I was one of the first, I wrote an op-ed piece in the LA Times that you can check out, asking for the resignation of all four individuals. And that was true, even though all of them were friends. Notwithstanding that, I take umbrage with the lack of civility you see. And I don't mean the council members right now. I'm talking about the people that go to the council who scream and use the N-word and use profanity every other word. And scream and, you know, close down meetings. It's chaos. And I don't think chaos and anarchy are in the best interest of enlightened government. I think we can be civil. We can disagree. I'm excited about, you know, the new council, frankly. I know that there's, you know, people have various views about some of the candidates, but I do think we need to have civic discourse. Something is going to happen if we don't put a damper on this, if we don't call it out.
Well, let's hope that that doesn't happen. I mean, let's talk about transition now between Mayor Garcetti and Karen Bass's team. What is happening behind the scenes when this sort of changing of the guards happens?
Essentially, what you're doing is looking for talent, identifying what the first 100 days are going to look like. Identifying, you know, the best and the brightest from all over the country. And the transition committee will primarily be a conduit for that, for both for staff and appointments on the many commissions the mayor has. But whenever a mayor comes into office, you keep some of the people there. I mean, there's an institutional memory that can be, you know, an asset to an incumbent mayor, particularly if they had never been in City Hall, as in the case of Karen, Mayor Bass, rather, excuse me. in my case, I had spent 2 years on the city council, so I knew a lot of the players, you know, the members who had the best staff, and I was fortunate in that regard. You know, we now have close to 100 members of the transition. When I questioned that, someone reminded me I had close to 100. And really what you are is a sounding board and you know, a conduit for talented people. But in addition, you know, as I said, they're going to focus on the first 100 days. As you know, the mayor has already declared a state of emergency, which will give her some executive powers that she wouldn't otherwise have. And I've said for a long time, I've been amazed that with the crisis of homelessness, that we didn't declare a state of emergency. And so I was one of those who advocated for that, as did many others.
Is that a poke at your successor, Eric Garcetti, that never did that?
No, I'm not poking anybody. When I poke, I'm pretty clear about what I'm saying. I'm not a shrinking violet. I'm just saying what I would have done. I would have declared a state of emergency.
You would have done that. What's it like?
Well, yeah, and by the way, you know, when the LA Times talks about this being a weak mayor's job, I joked with Nicholas Goldberg, who used to be the editor of the editorial pages. I said, when did you ever say that while I was mayor? I mean, you know, it's not a weak mayor's job. It was strengthened after the charter changes in the 90s. You have a bully pulpit. You have veto power. There are a lot of things the mayor can do. At the end of the day, I think it is appropriate that we declare a state of emergency because, as you've heard me say recently, I've never seen crime go up this quickly. I've never seen this number of homeless or dirty streets in the way that we have. And I think we should treat this like an emergency. And I'm heartened that she did. She declared it.
What does it feel like for you on the outside looking in and not being the guy, the person who's going into City Hall?
Well, it couldn't be happier for her. In fact, I'll share something that I know she won't mind that I'll share. I don't usually do this, but, when she asked me to be on the transition committee, I said, Karen, I'm running the infrastructure for the state, up to $120 billion worth of infrastructure. I got a business to run as well. Got a family. I don't have time. And she said to me, she goes, Mr. Mayor, I'm not asking you. So I laughed. I said, I love that attitude. And, she's got some great people on it. And what's it like? I was always supportive of Eric. Even if I disagreed on things from time to time, I was never public about it. I have said things to him in private. I thought it was untoward to say too much. I have said, felt like Rome was burning and the city was adrift, but I wasn't speaking about any one individual, speaking about the whole town. It just feels that way when you're born and raised here, and everybody, whether they voted for Caruso or voted for Bats or some of the other candidates in the primary, want to see her succeed.
You'll forgive me, I hope, for bringing back up what you just said a moment ago, which is Rome is burning. Is it burning?
I felt like it was. I'll be honest. And particularly when I first said that, look, one of the reasons why I supported Karen, I don't think you could do these jobs by dictating. I certainly never dictated. I used the bully pulpit for sure, but I worked it. I was an 18-hour-a-day guy and almost everybody knew it. And I think you're going to see she's a hard-working person.
Antonio Villaraigosa, former mayor of L.A. and a member of newly sworn-in Mayor Karen Bass's transition team. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to be back in a moment with more of Greater L.A. But first, a word about this season of giving. The season of giving back, actually, which, of course, involves everybody from Santa Claus to Mom, Dad, Grandma, your own generosity when it comes to KCRW. It is the penultimate day of KCRW's season of giving back. When you give today, your donation, makes the biggest impact for KCRW. So ask yourself this question. Can you live without KCRW? Well, we can't live without you. Donate today to keep KCRW in your life next year. What's your reason to give? Is it the truthful information you need and hear with context? Is it a song that elevates your day? Maybe an event here in L.A. that keeps you connected to your community. Whatever your reason, the best way to keep all that going is to donate now at kcrw.com/give. And thank you for your support of public radio. Still to come on this program, the end of the year means lists of best and most celebrated restaurants across Greater L.A. Mona Holmes is coming up in our second course of the day on the other side of this.